The state adopted the Common Core standards in 2010, with little controversy at the time, but you wouldn't know that by the tone of a legislative forum on Tuesday morning. The hall was packed with conservative activists who called the forum one-sided. But Education Commissioner Virginia Berry says a lot of the claims of opponents are simply untrue.
It's really become a political issue in our state, and it's really hard to change people's mind when they've politically locked into information, whether it's correct or not.
These standards are an attempt to get at a thorny problem. Many states have different goals for what public school students should know when they finish each grade, some easier, some tough. But setting those standards is a state's prerogative. The keynote speaker of the Democrats' event, Mark Tucker of the National Center on Education and the Economy, says standards were needed because sometimes teachers within the same school weren't even on the same page.
A given topic could be taught in the same school in four or five different grade levels.
The creators of the Common Core wanted to make a consensus document that would set the same bar for all students and set it uniformly high and let states adopt it as they saw fit.
You need a system. I know it's not always a welcome message, but you need a system.
But now that 46 states have adopted the Common Core, those who think the whole program feels like a federal overreach are taking aim at the standards. New Hampshire lawmakers are drafting several bills inspired by the concerns of Common Core skeptics. One seeks to delay the new tests associated with the standards. Others seek to firm up privacy laws and protect student data. And still another would pull the state out of the program altogether. Londonderry Republican Al Baldessaro is a co-sponsor of that bill.
They should not be pushing something onto the local communities without funding it. The legislature didn't give the authority, so we're going to try our damnedest to stop it and get the federal government out of it.
But those involved in education in the state have presented a unified front in favor of the standards. The head of the state's largest teachers union, Scott McGilvray of the NEA, says in surveys and face-to-face conversations his organization has done, educators are by and large in favor of the new standards. But that's not to say teachers don't have their own concerns.
There are two main concerns. One is at the given time to implement this, that we don't rush into it like we have typically in a lot of reform movements. And then the second concern is that they're given the tools and resources necessary to get out there and do the actual work.
And it's not just bureaucrats and unions that favor the standards. Some Republicans do, too. Just as has already occurred in other states, the Common Core is likely to divide New Hampshire conservatives. Rick Ladd is a Haverhill Republican on the House Education Committee and a career educator.
We've spent an awful lot of money towards education. It's time now that we look at what we're using this money for, as we do need to raise the bar in education throughout this country and this state.
With the Democrats controlling the House and a potential split in the Republican caucus, the future of a bill that would pull the state out of the program is pretty dim. But that won't stop activists from taking the fight to local school boards, ever since Commissioner Berry has said the decision to adopt the standards is still up to each district.
Yes, they have the option, but I believe that high-quality schools will choose the standards.
That is especially true since whether the schools accept the standards or not, according to state law, they'll be tested on them in spring of 2015. For NHPR News, I'm Sam Evans-Brown.